Blog Talk Radio.
So I watched her get sucked in and join what they call the coaching path. But I didn't want to interfere as a mom. You know, you don't want to criticize your children. And that my daughter was involved in this kind of slave master situation, and that apparently they were all having sex with Keith, and that they were supposed to recruit other young women to be slaves as their assignments, and they were giving out assignments to have sex with him. And then I found out that she could be branded with his initials, and I lost my mind. I mean, there went the cool parent of tolerating what my child, I mean, she's over 18, but I was like, this is very, very dangerous. Because it's not, there was a lot of victim blaming and shaming in the media. It's not like these women were recruited off the streets and said, hey, come be sex slaves and come get branded. This is a systematic, in my opinion, process of indoctrination that goes on through the program year over year. And the coaching program in particular, what I've learned is that it locks in, it breaks you down, it locks in a new identity, like a cult persona is what I've been told. And then it makes you submissive and suggestible. So the end result is you have women agreeing to do things like to hurt themselves. But this is years and years of being tampered with. Well, and then, so this is what I've heard from other young women, that first of all, they're told it's a women's empowerment group, like a sorority. And they're said, admission is damning collateral. So something that would be ruinous. So it would be graphic naked pictures or videos or taped confessions.
That you have to give to get in.
And you're not told anything. They're not told that Keith is really the head of this organization, which I was told by other young women, because he told them in secret. So what they're signing up for is not what this is really about. And the women who are signing them up, they trust. They're usually superiors in the organization, and they have already a bond with them.
So the women who, according to the New York Times, wind up branding them with his initials, branding.
Yes.
Like cattle.
They're not told that they're going to be branded up front. They're not told until they're compromised. And this is what the young women told me. Once they've given collateral, then they're told, well, you have to keep giving collateral every month. And you have to sign a lifetime vow of obedience.
I know that you've alleged that India, you feel, has been weaponized by the group. What does that mean?
Well, what I recently learned, I mean, everything I learned about this organization terrifies me, that they were undergoing experiments. So they're hooked up to EEG machines, and the women were made to watch footage of women, this is what I've been told, being...
And the New York Times is reporting this as well.
Dismembered and decapitated. This is terrorist training. To me, you do that to desensitize somebody so that maybe they will accept branding themselves and branding other women, that they'll accept this level of violence against women. It's like, I can't believe this is allowed. And you know, the women, several of the women went to the authorities, and the authorities dismissed their claims. They said, there's nothing we can do. They don't care. It's the bottom line.
They said if a woman consents to the branding, which they make the so-called slaves, according to the Times, say, yeah, I think I consent, there's nothing they can do in terms of the medical license or any other action.
Well, I'd like to counter that, because to me, brainwashing is not consent. Extortion is not consent. Blackmail is not consent.
Okay, so that was a clip of Catherine Oxenberg talking about her daughter, India Oxenberg, who is a current member of the NXIVM cult, whose leader has recently been arrested and is in jail right now, along with famous actress Allison Mack, and they are facing charges, or have been indicted, of sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy. And a trial is set to start on October 1st, 2018. So Roberta Glass is back to discuss this. Hi, Roberta.
Hi. How are you?
Thanks for coming back on to discuss this.
Thanks. I'm happy happy to talk about this stuff with you. One thing we have to say is that Allison Mack is out on $5 million bail.
Yes,
first.
That's a lot.
So Keith Raniere is in prison. He is getting no bail. And Allison Mack is out in California with an ankle bracelet, but she has to return as many times as she has hearings before her trial starts in October. And what came out recently, everybody thought, or it was while she was in jail, one of the reasons that she, one of the good things that came up for her to get bail was that she was perhaps going to work with the prosecutors and testify against Raniere and make a plea deal. But what's come out recently is that she is perhaps not going to take this plea deal, and that there is a cult deprogrammer working with her, and he, and it's not getting, it may be a woman deprogrammer, a cult deprogrammer working with her, and he or she is not getting very far with her, and that she wants to defend herself and Raniere, and perhaps will not divulge a lot of damning information or testify against him.
Hmm, interesting. So she seems to still be under his spell, I guess. That seems to indicate, even though she's facing a lot of prison time, I imagine, with the $5 million bail.
She's facing a lot of prison time, and, I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I read that. I mean, I really thought, because she was so, I thought, well, she's going to save herself, and she's probably a narcissistic person, and she'll do what's best for herself. Also, her parents, especially her mother, came to the, maybe her mother will talk some sense into her. And also, being in prison is a big wake-up call. But I had the experience reading about her perhaps refusing the plea deal, the same kind of experience when you watch, like, Intervention and someone's living under a bridge prostituting themselves and they offer them a lifeline and they're like, no, I think I'm going to continue to live under a bridge. You know, it's
gross,
like,
yeah.
I mean, she's going to have a horrible this is not going to be good for her. The FBI has been looking into this, and there's a lot of evidence against her. It's not going to turn out well. The idea that this cult will continue on as there's supposed to be more and more arrests, it becomes less and less likely that it can continue on without the leader, with him in prison. And if the Bronfman sisters get arrested, then the main money engine is pulled out, and then it will definitely go down. But I noticed that their websites are down. One person had called in his, like a interested person in NXIVM, called in and taped the conversation saying, I want to join. And the person from NXIVM said, well, we're under attack. We're under attack right now, and he was very suspicious of any outsider. So it's in a kind of critical period now.
Interesting. And I'm wondering with the Allison Mack, if they're taking into account the whole, you know, the brainwashing that goes on with these groups, and allegedly with this group as well. I'm wondering if the prosecutor or the judge takes that into account when they're offering her a plea deal and she's rescinding it or not wanting to testify against him. I'm wondering if they're taking into account that the fact that this group does have, like they said, they have a lot of information, that collateral they hold on her to prevent her from testifying against him. I'm wondering if the judge takes that into account or not.
That is interesting. When you mentioned collateral, what you're talking about, for those that are listening that don't know, in NXIVM, to join the DOS, which is dominant over slave portion. So, like, NXIVM, under NXIVM is Jeunesse, which is supposed to be the women's organization, and within Jeunesse is a secret organization called DOS, which is the sex cult, main sex cult part, where women become slaves and get branded. But before they get branded, they have to hand over collateral every month. I know, I guess.
Well, no, they have to hand over collateral to join NXIVM in general, don't they? Or no, it's just this one? I thought it was just to join NXIVM.
Understanding was that it's just the DOS is every month collateral, new collateral every month, just the DOS portion. But I may be wrong.
So I don't know.
Double check into that, but I thought it was the DOS portion where you hand over pornographic tapes, confessions, damaging information, naked pictures of yourself.
And okay,
you're, not
about,
to cut your
really...
hair.
You're not allowed to cut your hair
or your pubic hair, because that's the way Keith Raniere likes it. And you're supposed to go on a crazy, you know, I think it's your limited, the amount of food is limited to 800 calories max a day.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's a high,
like Catherine
what do you call a high control group? But to answer
yeah,
your
well,
question about the
yeah.
judge, we can look yeah. in history at trials like the Manson family trial, the women who were definitely under mind control, Patty Hearst, and a mind control defense does not fly. And I think Paul Morantz, who's a cult expert, said one of the most interesting things about free will when you're under mind control, which is that you still have free will, but all your values have been changed to the group values. So,
yes. And they have that blackmail material. Yeah.
And they have the blackmail material, a little bit like Scientology, where they own your secrets, that, you know, that you give when you're being audited. So I'm just shocked that Allison Mack has not come to her senses yet. Obviously, she's been in the group for 10 years. I'm sad for her.
10 years.
Anytime you get an opportunity to heal yourself and have people help you heal, it's an amazing life opportunity. And to turn it down, do something brave. She's got such an opportunity to do something really brave.
Well, 10 years, you know, and I was listening to that Catherine Oxenberg speaking about her daughter being in it for over six years. I mean, this group, they work very, you know, they gradually bring the person, they break the person down. This brainwashing technique that they seem to use, which is not so dissimilar to other cults that have been throughout history. They're sort of breaking you down, your belief systems, using their love bombing and, you know, all the other techniques that they use to convert the person into their group thinking. It takes time. It takes years. Like Catherine Oxenberg said, it didn't happen right away. They're not recruiting girls off the street saying, hey, you want to be a sex slave. And so they bring them in saying, hey, you want to female, it says women's empowerment to make you stronger. Yeah.
Right.
And then little by little, year by year, they slowly start breaking them down. And then when they try to come in and deprogram them, you know, I didn't have that in that clip, but she said it doesn't always work the first time or even the first few times, because it takes a long time for the deprogramming to work. You're working against 6 to 10 years of programming. To try to deprogram that isn't going to happen overnight, right? Even if you might like it to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me, I guess, that she doesn't turn against him. But another surprising thing about this is that you have this famous actress, and a lot of these groups, these alternate religions, maybe you call them, you want to call them a cult, like Scientology and others, they like to have stars, big stars. They always try to get them in their groups to help get, I guess, increase their membership.
Right,
I noticed that there's
opinion leaders. Same thing with when we're talking about true crime cases. Like the West Memphis Three got as many stars as they could to talk to the public and plead their case of innocence, because people think that richer people who are talented, are maybe smarter, cleverer than they are, and they're opinion leaders.
Better connections.
That's why they sell products. So they're selling the product of Nexium, or they're selling the product of innocence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a legitimizer, and Nexium was very interested in getting the Dalai Lama to give Keith Raniere a sash. He gave him a white sash, which is ironically the first sash you get in Nexium. You get different sashes as you move up. So you start at, you know, white, and then you move to different colors the longer you're in the organization. And so when the Dalai Lama came, it made them look legitimate, like it was a legitimate spiritual I don't even want to community.
Yeah.
Empowerment group. Yeah, group. I mean, I think the Dalai Lama should apologize. Instead, he's denied that he took $1 million.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Wow.
It's,
another And this is all going on upstate New York, and there has been some publicity regarding this cult, you know, exposing their secrets, exposing their crimes. You know, like I said, I mean, they have, sex trafficking and the forced labor now. But I've noticed that in the mainstream media, and people are saying that it's not being covered as well. Mainstream media doesn't seem to want to touch this story. Have you noticed that?
No. And part of it is because one of the things that Allison Mack is being charged with is child trafficking, sex trafficking. And I don't know if the subject, and there's a lot of pedophilia in this group. Keith Raniere is a pedophile. He's had sex with multiple underage girls. And part of what they were doing in Mexico is bringing in young girls to have sex with Keith. And part of, he also opened his own daycare. And part of the rainbow, what is it called? It's like the rainbow.
I know what you mean. It's one of their groups.
I'll remember
it
in a hot minute. Anyway, that daycare was part of the curriculum, and that was not only multiple languages, but teaching children that sex was good at an early age. So sexualizing children was part of that curriculum. So the mainstream media, their take on this is that it's kind of like some kind of, I don't know, male fantasy that they could have slaves. That's been part of it, and that this is some kind of S&M club. And to suggest that the FBI who looked into this doesn't know the difference between an S&M club and a cult is ridiculous. Yet multiple people have said it, that these women should have the right to brand themselves and have a kinky sex life with Raniere. And they're not
Does seem to be a PR spin going on. It looks like a PR. Yeah, I wonder if they've hired a PR firm. I assume they have. But this really does sound like PR spin with the trying to make it look like it's a consensual, harem that he has, and that's a, because there are groups that do the slave, master thing that is consensual, and they're trying to confuse that. It looks like the PR is trying to confuse this with that when this is entirely different, right? This is where people are systematically brainwashed over a number of years and before being abused and branded
with a kind of surgical pen. So it's not even as quick as a cattle kind of branding. It's a kind of scraping and burning of the skin for a half an hour with the smell of burning flesh in the air while women are holding you down. So it's incredibly
pain. Anesthetic.
And being forced to drink out of puddles, being forced to run into a tree, those are kind of things that Keith Raniere forced his slaves into. So, when men say, like, you don't understand that the women should have a right to be kinky and you should just lighten up, I'm going to ask, how many times when this other cult in India came out that they had castrated 400 men, why aren't there any men laughing about that? Why aren't they saying men have the right to castrate themselves? Mm-hmm. They're not, because every man understands that that's abuse instinctively.
Right.
But with women, it's somehow less clear.
Right. Well, also because these women, I mean, right from the get-go, I mean, just like other cults, when you watch other specials about, like, the Moonies or other cults that throughout, there are so many cults that have happened before, the Jones cult and the others, where they initially, it's all deception. It's like when they're introducing new people to the cult, they don't describe it as a cult. It's an educational program. You want to join our educational program, it'll make you better, improvement. And then even with the branding, the women never knew they were going to be branded. They said they were going to get a little tattoo, right?
That's right. That's an essential part, that you don't know what the beliefs, how the curriculum works before you join. And all those things are kept secret and only are revealed to you as you move up. So that's a really important point that you just made about all these things. And you always see in the comments about cults, the atheist saying, well, Christianity is a cult. Well, in Christianity, you're given the Bible. You don't, like, they don't give it to you chapter by chapter,
Right, they don't deceive
you.
You know what you're getting into.
After you give a certain money or reach a certain level. And, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they don't deceive you about it. You know you're
right.
What you're studying. They don't say,
right.
Oh, we're going to make you an empowerment program for you, you know. Exactly, yeah, you're right.
Another part of a cult is that it's always your fault. If you have issues or if you have questions, it's your own issues. It's your own limitations. It's not. It's never the problem of the group. So it always falls back on you. So it's a mind trap.
Yes, and no one can ever question Renier. He's never to be questioned.
No, never to be questioned. And his high IQ. Can we talk about his 220 IQ he says he has?
Oh God! Yeah, go ahead.
He took some take-home mega test.
Is that really possible to have a 220 IQ?
Which is take-home test. Yeah, uh-huh. It was only in the Australian version of the Guinness Book of World Records for a year before they wisely eliminated the category of highest IQ. But he was never in the American Guinness Book of World Records like he claims. He also claimed that he, you know, played the piano, he can do all these things, and his school that he has, that's also a daycare, one just got shut down in Miami. They talk to these young kids in a different language every day. And apparently it's very confusing for the kids, and none of them come out fluid in languages. They come out very confused and speaking kind of like gibberish of many languages. But he can only speak one language.
All right, I'm looking online. Stephen Hawking, mm-hmm. Guess what his IQ is?
Yes. Yeah.
160.
Yeah.
I mean, Albert Einstein, 160 to 190. I mean, this guy is trying to claim he's like the most intelligent man has ever existed, apparently. And I don't
see
it.
He's the greatest.
I'm sorry.
Man. Can we talk to him? He looks like a schlub, and he's so he's like overweight, and he's insisting that these women, starve themselves and get very, very thin. Maybe he should take a look in the mirror, you know.
Well, you know these women are brainwashed if they're sleeping with him. You know that. Oh, my God.
Well, he
Please.
Told one of them that he emanates a blue light, that women see a blue light after having sex with him. And then one said, I did see a blue light. She's like, I'm so suggestible. Kills you. The power of suggestion, right?
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, you are.
Getting that pickup line, you'll see a blue light. I've heard many a pickup line in my time, but never the blue light.
They must have been roofied too. How much am I making this? I'm sure there was. That's so easy to get roofies or the date rape drug or whatever. There must have been something else going on too. I imagine. Like I wouldn't doubt they were sneaking something like that in there. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I'm just saying. I would suspect that going on as well, something along those lines.
It's the Rainbow
wild.
Cultural Gardens, by the way. That's the name I was trying to think of. Rainbow Cultural Gardens.
Yeah, they have all these.
Yeah, I don't know about drugs. I mean, you just everything about this organization is so secretive that we're just getting pieces of it, bit by bit. The missing women, the abuse, the kids, the stuff going on in Mexico. I mean, it all comes out bit by bit, but I've been following for a long time because my best friend, his house was bought by the Bronfman sisters, and it started, so I always followed what they, and then it was mentioned that they were in this organization, so I always followed it, and I'm just surprised it took this long to shut it down in any way, but I'm curious to see if the Bronfman sisters get arrested or indicted, and how that plays out, because they certainly have a ton of money and they have the the money to hire really good lawyers. If that will happen or not, but they say that India Oxenberg is the next person to get arrested.
Well, I'm wondering about now you were saying, going back to the beginning. Now, when did NXIVM first start? Do you know? When did the very beginning?
20
of this,
years
in the
ago.
90s? It was 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he started it with Nancy Salzman, correct?
Correct.
So why hasn't she been invented?
Former psychiatric nurse, expert in hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming.
Coincidentally.
So, and you can see in Consumer Byline, his consumer byline, which was the business he had, which was like a pyramid scheme before NXIVM, you can see him using neurolinguistic programs, saying it's wonderful and it's working. So he's using, you know, he's punching the words and trying to paint positive picture with the words. So he's very interested in all forms of control. And I was very interested to learn that his mother died at a young age. So that's got to be a fear of abandonment. And no woman can ever leave you if she's starved and she's your slave. I mean, it's, his whole life has been devoted to controlling every aspect of women.
Well, you know, another, I also was very fascinated by the interview with his ex-wife, who said,
yes,
who was with him when he did that pyramid scheme. Yeah, and she was saying that he raped her. And in the courtroom and the documents, she accused him of that. And his lawyers went after her and whatnot. But it seems that, you know, this guy is very controlling. And and it looks like, I forget what else she was saying. There's other things that she accused him of, but it was all in the court documents that, you know. So here this rapist is starting a group of empowerment for women. And in this group, of course, he ends up teaching them that they're subservient to men and all these exact opposite of what they, you know, tell people when they first start. But it seems like they're bringing them in under this guise of, you know, educational empowerment, and then break them down little by little, and then they start teaching them, oh, no, you're subservient, and you want to be part of Keith's harem, and you want to be branded, et cetera.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is just the way I think these women feel listened to. They feel important. They feel like they're doing something good for the world. I think in the beginning they feel really like someone's really interested in them and understands them. And I think he does a good pantomime of a compassionate, interested person in women's lives. And that, you know, there's always, I feel in women, like a big daddy hole that we have where we didn't get enough. And if that must feel incredible to be filled for the first time by these women. And after you have, like, if you can push that button, It goes a long way to controlling women. Then the real mind control starts after that. But the beginning intoxication is the from being listened to and feeling validated and important. And he loves to talk to them about their past lives as Nazis and their past lives as goddesses. And the whole exploration of the self is also very, very intoxicating.
Now, there have been a couple of suspicious deaths, though, around him, right?
Yes. Gina Hutchinson is one who he started having sex with when she was 15. He convinced her to drop out of school. This is in the consumer byline era. And she stayed with him all through NXIVM. And then she was found outside a Buddhist monastery with a gunshot in her head. And the night before, she was visited by five women from the organization. So women usually don't commit suicide with a gun. But
no,
it's very odd, and it wasn't really looked into very deeply. And the other one was a gay woman named Kristen Snyder, who Keith Raniere was obsessed with changing her sexuality. She had a partner. She was, you know, sounds pretty secure in her sexuality, but she was sleeping with Raniere. And she ended up in a very distressed, kind of out of it state. She was she was last seen wearing purple slippers, slacks, and a top. And she kayaked. She stole a kayak and tipped it over after leaving a note. But she said,
yeah,
don't look for my body in the
note,
which is very odd. They've never found her body. So many people think that was a murder, and he's on tape saying, I murdered people.
Now, didn't she say in the note, she said, they killed my mind or something like that?
Yes. Yeah.
She said,
I didn't know I was already dead.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I didn't know I was already dead.
Well, so I wonder if they're going to come under charges for that, with these questionable deaths that they have yet to look through. But, so any, you know what, we're running out of time, unfortunately. As usual, our conversations go by too quickly. We haven't even scratched the surface of this call. But maybe we got to do a part two on this, I think. But we haven't even
talked
about the trial
about
or anything.
There's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
fascinating stuff.
So this is going on trial, and the trial is starting October 1st, 2018. So it's something to look forward to. We have two people who have been indicted, Rainier and Allison Mack, and there will be more. There was more to tell with this story. It's going to get bigger and bigger. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on and talking about it with us. And
it was
until next
pleasure.
Time.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Good night. Bye.